welcome to another one. We have another one. Welcome. Happy Saturday, everybody. Hey. Hi, what's going on? Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday. We have another one. I have another. It's not a letter, it's a post. So, yes, we have another one. Let's get into it. So I got, you know what I like to say. I got time today, right? So I'm sitting on reserve in Philly. So hopefully they don't call me for a flight while I'm doing the live show, right? That would prove that my employer is a hater, right? Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm sending good vibes to you. Good afternoon, M. Sending positive vibes from Philly, because that's where I am today. Yeah, sitting on reserve and praying I don't get a call. So let's just keep our fingers crossed. But anyway, guys, I have a letter. Okay, it wasn't sent to me, but ooh, it's worthy of a conversation. Hey, guys. Hey, you guys. Hey. Ah, yes, back at you. That's what positive vibes do. You know, it bounces off of people, right? But guys, we got a letter, okay? It wasn't sent to me. So let's be very, very clear. It wasn't sent to me. But it's something that we've been hearing or we see up and down our feed here on TikTok. So if this doesn't prove that there are valid claims coming from the men's side of the aisle, I don't know what will prove it. But again, welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Patareal, and I am not in Charlotte or Dallas today, because you know, if I'm in Dallas, y'all don't really see me like that. But I'm in Philly, so I'm sending love, hugs, positive vibes, good energy to you from where I'm at. And let's just keep our fingers crossed that I don't get a flight while I'm in the middle of my life. Because, you know, that's how luck would have it, right? So anyway, let's just get to the thick of things. Let's get into why I started the live today. I'm going to pull up this letter, guys. It is a hot mess. And it's worthy of talking about, because I've heard a lot of gentlemen come up and down my feed say this very same thing that this guy wrote about. So let me just try to struggle through it. You know, let me put on my glasses and act like I can't read. Oh, thank you. Who said nice hat? Okay, no, not gonna work. Can't do the hat and the glasses. So I'm gonna struggle through it. But check this out. This is how it goes. Okay, so this and so. The title of it is That Didn't Age Well. Okay? So, we got a guy that wrote in. So, okay, so here we go. You ready? You ready? Okay, buckle up. I don't want to come off as arrogant or cocky. I just have such a large growth financially and mentally. This girl and I dated for months, but had a lifelong friendship and were friends since we were both toddlers. Oh, I get that. I've had a lot of, I've had a handful. Talk too much. I've had a handful of guys like that in my life as well. You know, you grow up with people and, you know, you keep them in your life for, okay, I get where this guy's coming from. This guy says, I've always had feelings for her and I thought she was my soulmate. We had a lot of plans and goals to complete together, but she acted to play games and left me for another dude. Oh my goodness. He said she left him for another dude. Obviously it hurt and I'm still feeling some type of betrayal over it. The thing is, she had a baby with the guy. After that whole mess, I cut her off completely and she kept trying to be my friend, but I turned my back to her and on her. I saw her a couple of times recently due to some stuff that was going on, and we had some conversations and we talked about my feelings and her feelings. The thing is, I am not the same. I started making high six figures a year, and I think for somebody my age, I am doing very good. You are. I just recently bought a house a few months ago. I'm able to afford the things I like, and I love living comfortably. She, on the other hand, was dumped and kicked out by her boyfriend. Right after she did that, she called me to tell me she wanted to give it another go. I have issues ever since she left me. I was feeling lonely, and I'm still attracted to her. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Still attracted to her, okay. But I do not believe that she wants to be with me for me. More so because I don't believe that she wants to be with me for me versus what I can do for her. More so because I'm successful now. How should I handle things with her? I don't want to be rude, but I don't want to, but I do want to know her true intentions. Okay, so he ends it with, I don't want to be rude, but I do want to know her true intentions. Ooh, well, you know what? That didn't age well. And, you know, I'm sure there are a few men on social media that can relate to this. Being kicked to the curb by the woman that you want, and she chooses poorly, and after her poor decision, then she wants to, what the kids say, spin the block and come back to you after you have really leveled up in life financially, and as the guy says, mentally. Now she wants to come back after the guy that she chose dumped her, left her with a kid to raise by herself. Now she wants to come back and get the good guy, and the good guy's doing pretty well for himself. So I thought this was worthy of a conversation. I think it works for both genders. I mean, it's unfortunate that it happened to her. It's unfortunate that it happened after she's had a kid. It happens. But you have to live with the choices that you make. I mean, me and everybody else, you know? You get to pick who you want. Nobody can force you to be with anybody, right? Do you guys agree? Nobody can force you to be with anybody. But when you choose wrong, you also got to sit in that as well. So to any man that has experienced this or is experiencing this, I would say your biggest issue is going to be trying to rebuild trust with the woman that you wanted that chose someone else over you. And again, that can work for both genders. You know, you go out, you know, I look at it like this. If you go out and you choose someone over me, knowing how I felt about you, you do have that right. You do. Maybe the attraction wasn't there for her in the beginning for you. You know, you as the guy, or vice versa. If it was the shoe, you know, on the other foot, you know. But when you choose poorly, don't expect other people to allow you back into their life within the good graces that you held in high regard before. They don't owe you anything, just like this gentleman doesn't owe this woman a dime. But if you're just now tuning in, we had a gentleman that posted. It wasn't a letter wrote to me. This was posted in one of the groups that I'm in, where his girlfriend that he has a lifelong childhood friendship with, he says that they've been friends since they were toddlers. And they had always discussed their plans, their futures together. He envisioned spending the rest of his life with this woman. Well, obviously, she was not feeling him like that. She wasn't feeling him like that. So she went out and she got with another guy. She you know, the guy left her with the kid. He dumped her. He kicked her to the curb. And now she wants to come back to the guy, the safe guy. The guy who's financially independent, the guy who's been her A1 since day one, and she wants to try and rekindle a relationship with him. And he's on the fence. He's like, wait a minute, hold on. You know, this is what she did before. I'm making six figures now. I just bought a house. Hey, Millie from Philly. I'm in Philly. Hey, girl. You know, so he's doing quite well for himself. And now she's in a situation, you know, where she's like almost, it's a bad situation. I don't think anybody in their right mind sets out to be a single parent, you know. I was one once upon a time with my firstborn. I have two daughters. I have two daughters ages 30 and 24. And my first daughter, you know, I was a single mom. I was a single mother. I found out I was pregnant on a Wednesday. My mother died on that Sunday. Life was awful. Life was awful. And then, you know, I had a background at that time of I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness. So my mother just died. I just told her I was pregnant. At 6 months pregnant, I finally told her, because if you know anything about that religious organization, you don't get to participate or experiment in premarital sex and have a good standing as a Jehovah's Witness. So that was my whole thing. So I was truly a single mother. I had no mother. My mother just died. So that organization, I was ousted from the only people that I was allowed to associate with and to keep company with for years. I was ousted. So now I got a mother that's dead. I have an organization that was my backbone, my foundation, my structure. Now they're gone. And I was truly a single parent. Oh, wait a minute. I can see. Look, maybe it's your daughter's. No. My daughter is 30. The daughter I'm speaking about. I have two. I have a 30-year-old and I have a 24-year-old daughter. But anyway, so, you know, the point I was trying to make before I got sidetracked is nobody, I don't think, in their right mind sets out to be a single parent. But I will speak from another place of authenticity. You don't get to pick nobody over me and get to run your ass back to me either. Okay? I don't care. You can learn your life lesson. You can be sorry. You can be remorseful. You can be repentant in your attitude and your disposition towards me. I speak from a place of being really raw and real with you. You don't get to pick no one over me and then think you can come back to me when you realize that that was one of the worst things you could have done to yourself and for yourself. People have a right to reject you coming back into their life and occupying the same position you held before. This guy has every right to say, no, I don't look at you that way anymore, but he may be receptive to having her in his life as truly a friend. Like, you get to watch me. Okay, that's the beauty of it sometimes, if you're still a little salty about it. You get to watch me glow up, or you get to watch me advance in life, knowing that you could have been by my side, knowing that you once occupied that particular space in my life. I envisioned you being a part of my life for the long haul, but you took yourself out of that equation. You chose poorly, and now you are reaping what you sow, or you are reaping the consequences of a bad choice. Again, your choice. You don't have to, you know, want me, but when you choose someone over me and it didn't turn out not so well for you, then that's just what it is, right? It is what it is. And again, I speak from a place of being authentic about that. You cannot, as the kids say, my kids be teaching me this language, or I hear them or whatever. You can't spend a block on that gala. You cannot. You know, you go out there and get yourself all ran through in these streets, okay? You get yourself ran through in these streets. You get yourself out there and you done made a name for yourself in these streets. And once upon a time, you was attached to me. And now you out there like that, you better keep your raggedy ran through ass over there on the other side of that street and keep clear from me, because as for me, I'm doing quite okay. See, healing from somebody that abandoned you, or that walked away from you, or rejected you, or chose someone else over you, that is a hard, painful process. When you are actually having to heal from that, because you try to sometimes wrap your mind around, well, what is it that made you choose someone over me? Even if you never expressed that in words to anyone outside of yourself, you know, or you're crying out to God, what is it about that person? Why didn't they want, or why didn't they choose me? Because, you know, I was really feeling this person. I was really in love with this person. You know, I really wanted to be with that person. I thought we were on the same level, but their actions showed me that they weren't. Healing from that, I'm telling you, it's almost awful. I want to say it's awful, because it has the ability to poke at your self-esteem. You know, poke it just a little bit. It may not break you. You know, it's not necessarily designed to break you, but it definitely can make you ask some questions like, well, okay, what the hell is going on? What, you know? And then the audacity to think you can come back is what kills me. Woo, child, don't make me get to talking. I'm in Philly. Philly is doing something to me. I think Philadelphia has me being a little bit more freer with how I express myself than I typically am. You know, I'm so freaking anal, to the point of almost being unrelatable sometimes when it comes to me sharing private aspects of myself. I'm trying to loosen up, but Philly is good for me. Someone wrote, okay, Conga Mike, my wife left me. I'm good, strong, 6 with 4 mil, LOL, and 10, now she wants you back. Ooh, what you gonna do, Congo Mike? You say that's your wife, okay? So that's, you know, that's a different level of commitment, you know? When you enter into a holy covenant with an individual who abandons you, ooh, don't get me talking. Don't get me talking, guys. I don't wanna talk, I don't wanna speak today. Let me stay on topic. You know, you have some decisions to make. And you know, I just once saw this creator, guys. I was on my smaller backup page, Diva Speaks Relationships Without the Number One. This creator said that it was 5 things on how to, they were talking about a narcissist, but this counts, you know, it goes towards my response to Congo Mike. Sometimes the best revenge for anybody that walks away from you or rejects you is success. It is success. It is success. It is being able to go on with your life and not be miserable behind somebody that did not see the value in you and or the relationship. It really, really is. Take it from me. Take it from me. It's, take what I say. She's pregnant and it ain't mine. Oh, Mike, are you the person I just read the post about? Was that you? Was that you, Mike? It couldn't have been you because this post was not from a married individual. So, you know, I wish you well, Mike. I wish you all the success that life can throw at you. And I pray that you stay strong and that you know what, you make whatever decision is best for you and your future. Because when you included your wife, she abandoned you. And now she ended up pregnant by somebody else, and you deserve far better than that. But guys, if you're just now tuning in, I got a letter from a guy. It wasn't addressed to me. I like to be very honest with you guys. It wasn't addressed to me. It was in a group that I am a part of. So this guy has been childhood friends with this young lady. He said friends since they were toddlers. He thought they were on the same page. He was feeling her. He envisioned his life with her, a future with her. Well, she abandons him, cuts him off or whatever, walks out his life because she wants to go be with this other dude. Well, no, back up. They started dating. I'm sorry, I got lost in everything. They've been friends since they were toddlers. He made her his girlfriend anyway. So they've been in each other's lives since they were toddlers. So the girlfriend he had at the time left him for another guy. He was heartbroken. And he did what we see most people do that take that breakup and that healing very, very serious. Life handed him a bed of roses. God gave him beauty for his ashes, honey, because she went out, chose the other guy, got knocked up and dumped by the other guy that she chose over this guy. This guy who had been in her life since they were toddlers. This guy who had been in her life since she was yay high, who wanted her to be in his life for the long haul. So while she's over there creating a horrible life for herself, he has leveled up. He's now making 6 figures. He just bought a house. He's in his 20s. He's heartbroken, but he's healing. And he's healing successfully. If that's not a success story, I don't know who that could have been meant for. But I hope that is a source of encouragement for you. Because like any real one that will get on a social media app, I can tell you, heartbreak is horrible. Healing is not pretty at all. But one thing about healing, honey, when you do the work, when you invest in yourself, when you take time to do what you need to do to really take your power back and say, you know what? I don't feel so great right now. This sucks. All of this sucks. This is not what I wanted. I didn't ask to be here. Hell, I didn't cause this mess that I found myself in my relationship. But honey, let me tell you something. On the other side of that, all I can say for my people that are faith walkers, God will truly give you beauty for your ashes. You'll find yourself even looking better. And people will tell you, you looking good. What you doing? Shit, I don't know. Taking a shower? Using cocoa butter? Praying? I drink a lot of water. Lots of water. Plenty of water. Pray a lot. Mind my own business. You know, when you take it serious, God will give you beauty for your ashes. He really, really will. He really, really will. Hello there. Hi, Kenny. Look at me, guys. I'm multitasking. Once upon a time, you could come on this app and I would do a whole show and I couldn't focus on what I'm saying and read comments at the same time. And now I'm doing both. God, won't he do it? Won't he do it? So anyway, getting back to what I was saying, I don't want to get sidetracked. I'm feeling the love and I'm sending love right back to you because I'm all about positivity. I'm all about trying to keep relationships together, but I cannot be a responsible content creator or televised because I'm on television. If you're new to me and you didn't know, I have an actual television show that comes on Spectrum Cable, AT&T, U-verse, satellite television, and I have my own Roku channel, the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel, and I have my own channel on Amazon Fire TV, Diva Speaks Relationships. Hey, beautiful Master, is it Resell Rights with Cola? I'm sorry if I butchered that, my sweet, beautiful queen. I ain't mean to. But listen, yeah, that's why I can't read comments. I get sidetracked. But if this served as a source of encouragement to you, let it be that. Just know that love is out there. Don't let a bad relationship discourage you from saying or being or wanting another relationship, whether that's a relationship or a marriage. Don't let the enemy have his way with you. Just because somebody did you dirty, walked out, abandoned you, or chose someone over you. Honey, let me tell you, love is out here. Don't go by this sugar honey iced tea on social media either. This is a bunch of entertainment for a bunch of fools and a bunch of people get on here and get to be what they can't be in reality. And that this mess will discourage you if you was to go by what you see on social media as far as what's available out there. Love is out there, honey. Somebody needs to hear that. If it's not now in this live, it's going to be when I recycle this for the replay. Love is out there, baby. Love is out there, my guy. Love is out there waiting on you to heal from whatever you're going through or to make a decision to walk away what is not serving you right now. Somebody don't know how to treat you. Don't be like I was once upon a time. Once upon a time, I was so holy. And I was so faith-driven and wanting to see God in my set of circumstances that I failed to see that he had already answered. Don't be who I used to be. Sometimes the answer has already been delivered. And if you don't know anything about me, I'll tell you this. Diva Speaks Relationships has a ministry. On my ministry, I only talk about the relationships and I back it with the word of God and scripture to give you the encouragement and the empowerment to take back what the enemy has stolen. Because we all know that Satan is busy and working overtime on relationships. And if you proclaim, profess, and you know that you stand for righteousness and you know that you are one of God's people, you have to know that the enemy has your family, your occupation, your jobs, careers, everything about you, especially your relationships, are under attack. So on Diva Speaks Relationships Ministry, I have to reinforce it with the scripture. I tell people, don't be deceived by the tricks of the enemy and to stand firmly on your relationships and your covenants because the enemy has them under attack. With that being said, now that you know, that's what my ministry is about, reconciliation and restoration. Once upon a time, I used to be so blinded that I did not have balance. Does that make sense? I did not have balance. What I say is true. Don't walk away from your marriages and your covenants. Don't give up no matter what it looks like. But you also have to have the maturity. You also have to have the discernment and the type of relationship with our Heavenly Father to know when he has answered, when he has said it is okay. If you want to exit stage left because this person that you made vows to is not going to change their heart because they have free will. So you know, if you found yourself in a season where you have to, you've acknowledged that you have to walk away from something that you never envisioned, that you having to make the decision to walk away and start new beginnings, don't be afraid to do so. Again, love is out there. Love is waiting. Love is out there waiting. Be encouraged. First, you got to heal, whatever that looks like for you, whatever you're comfortable with, and then you get to move on with your life. You get to be successful in the next relationship. But I sit here today telling you that love is out there, girl. Love is out there, my guy. Love is out there ready to, somebody is waiting on you to heal. Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody out there is waiting on you to heal. Somebody out there is praying to God for somebody just like you. And because of what you went through, it's going to allow you to evolve into a better person than you was before, to that no good person who you was trying to stick it out with. And this new person that is right now actively praying for somebody like you will be all that you need to forget about who intentionally hurt you or who just took you for granted, that person that fumbled you. You'll look back and you'll thank God. You know what? You'll say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I didn't enjoy any of what I had to go through to get to this person, but I darn sure thank you. So again, love is out there, guys. Let this letter be a lesson and a source of encouragement for you. And if you find yourself in a season where you're not doing so well in your relationships or your marriages, just know that the only person you need to trust right now is your Heavenly Father, and to protect your relationship and the privacy of what you're going through. Make sure that you're not spreading your business out there to everyone that you think you can trust, because I love to say that even with the best of intentions, people can give you bad advice based on their own lack of spirituality or experiences, or their bad experiences. You don't need nobody pouring into you that does not have God's best at heart for you. Seek God. Because some of you was meant to have a breakthrough. Some of you, and I said this on my last live, lean in close. I don't want to say it twice. Lean in close. I'm about to tell you something. Some of you had to go through what you had to go through because God allowed it. Some of you may be in a great relationship that has lost its way. Some of you have taken some missteps that you have not even acknowledged. You haven't been accountable, held accountable, or God is not pleased with your progress. So God has allowed the enemy to come in and have a seat at your table until you can learn the lesson. Some of you get to keep the relationship that you are in, and you're going through hell right now, and you've been crying and praying and don't understand why you're going through what you're going through. You're like, this is bull crap. Lord, where are you, God? You're crying day and night. You're praying, you're fasting, you're seeking the answers. And I'm telling you that some of you, God has allowed it because your foundations were not right. He was not pleased. But he know that despite what you're going through, okay, listen to this. Despite what you're going through, you're still two good people with good intentions that have lost your way, and you belong to him. So he's allowing you to get it right. So don't be discouraged by this season of struggle and chaos that you may find yourself in. Honey, some of you got restoration. Some of you have restoration written on your journey. Healing is your portion. Reconciliation is inevitable for you, but you got to learn where you took your misstep. You got to stop what you're doing. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect God to be in it. Space and separation is what some of you needed. I'm going to say that again. Space and separation is what some of you may have needed to wake up and realize that you don't want to lose what you have. Space and separation is what some of you may have needed to wake up. Space and separation is what some of you may have needed to be able to cry out to God in a moment of transparency and tell God that, you know what, I did lose my way. I started out with you, God, but I didn't bring you along for the entire journey. And look where I am now. Space and separation is going to be the very thing that restores a lot of you. So don't be discouraged by the enemy and what has happened and what God has allowed to happen. Don't get disgruntled with God, because with God, okay, Nothing just happens. Nothing. What you going through ain't by, it ain't some happenstance God woke up one day and said, oh my God, this is going on. He knew what was going on. And a lot of things that have been going on in some of you guys' relationships, you're not even aware of. And this is why God is allowing the enemy to expose the cracks in the foundation. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stand for your relationships and your marriages. I want you to stand until God gives you the green light to go. I'll say that twice. I want you to stand until God gives you the green light to go. And when he gives you that green light to go, I want you to call into remembrance what I told you today. Okay? Is that love is out there, honey. Love is out there waiting on you. Don't you dare tell me that the God that we serve cannot watch you go through something terrible, whether that is a marriage or a long-term relationship that fell apart. God ain't gonna watch you go through that and then just leave you, abandon you. He didn't bring you that far to leave you. Don't allow the enemy to keep you in a bad relationship that God gave you the green light to go ahead and exit stage left, because love is out there waiting on you. The fear of being alone will keep you trapped in something bad that the enemy is using to destroy you, your peace, okay? Your sanity, your happiness, your joy. Being connected or in a relationship with someone who God has given them multiple chances along with you to get it right, to treat you right, it will drain the living life out of you. It will drain the beauty out of you. It will drain your glow. It'll affect your skin. It'll affect your vision. You'll find yourself wearing glasses one day and taking them off the next. Do you hear me? I want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. No matter what it looks like, be encouraged. No matter if God told you to stay or go, be encouraged. Because if God gave you the green light to go, I can promise you God knows something you don't. And I'm not talking about the negative aspect of it. I'm talking about from the standpoint of God knows that there is somebody out there praying about you right now that don't even know your name, that's praying for a man or a woman just like you. Just like you. So if he's giving you the green light to go, there's something out there waiting on you. But you got to get yourself together. You got to heal. Get that glow up. Get your get back. And move on. So today's letter, as I exit, guys, because if the airline is calling, I got to go. But today's letter was about a young man who had loved this girl all his life. I'm paraphrasing everything, guys. Today's letter was a young man who had loved this girl all his life. They've been friends since childhood. He made her his girlfriend. And then they got into a relationship and she lost her way. Let's just be fair. I'm not going to vilify her. She lost her way and she left him for another guy. Not only did she leave this guy for another guy, she got pregnant by the guy that she chose, and he dumped her. So he done left her with a kid. She's a single parent. Meanwhile, our guy, he's leveled up in life. He's now making six figures in his 20s. He said he just purchased a house. And now she wants to rekindle something with him. And he's a little bit confused because, after all, he's loved her all his life. And he's confused because he doesn't know. Does she really want him for him? Or does she want what he can now do for her? And now a baby that she's had with a no good joker that she chose over him. So that was what today's letter was about. Damn girl, those babies were made for motor. What are those babies? Wayne, what are you saying? Those babies were made for motorboating? I don't know what that means. So I'm not going to assume anything negative because I come with positivity. So if you're still there, just tell me what you mean. Those babies were made for motorboating. Anyway, so that was what today's letter was about. That's it. That's all I got. Again, my name is Angela Potariel. You can find my televised content on Spectrum Cable and AT&T UVerse every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, you can find my television talk shows on Spectrum Cable and AT&T UVerse every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or you can live stream it or watch it live stream from the television station's website, which is TVAccess21.com, Access 21 here in Charlotte, or Access 21's Roku channel. And you can also find my televised content on my Roku channel, which is Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel, or my Amazon Fire TV channel, Amazon Fire, Diva Speaks Relationships TV. I'm everywhere. So to God be the glory. If you got satellite and or cable and or a Roku television and or a Fire Stick, you can find my televised content any and everywhere. But catch my new shows again every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is my time slot for Spectrum and AT&T U-verse. Once again, every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am sending, once again, much love, positive vibes. You guys have a wonderful rest of your Saturday.